11. Traveling. Questions 22. Traveling by train, coach, ship, plane.
Model answers 22.
1. How do you like to travel? Why?
I like to travel by car because this is the most comfortable means of transport. When I need to cover long distances, I like to travel by plane. This is the fastest. 2. Do you ever travel by train?
A. I hardly ever travel by train, perhaps once in a blue moon. I usually travel with my family, and we use the car.
B. I quite often travel by train, especially when I travel on business.
3. What are the advantages and disadvantages of traveling by train?
A. I don't like traveling by rail because a seat in a first-class compartment is too expensive for me. Second-class carriages, however, are not always as clean as they should be. They are also likely to be very crowded and noisy. On top of all that, you have to be very time-conscious throughout the whole journey so as not to miss your trains or connections and to be everywhere on time.
B. Rail travel within Hungary is not terribly expensive, and it is an excellent way to get to see the countryside too. And although the trains do not always leave and arrive on the dot, they are usually punctual and international connections are good.
4. Does Hungarian Rail offer any cheap fares?
I suppose some types of cheap fare are offered to pensioners, students, and to those in the public services. 5. Where can you buy rail tickets?
Tickets can be purchased from railway stations, travel agencies, and on the internet. 6. Why is it worth buying a return ticket?
If you go on a day trip, it is better to buy a return ticket than a single one, as you don't have to worry about buying another ticket for your journey back. 7. Do children get any reductions?
Children under the age of 6 also get some reduction. You just have to ask for a special children's ticket at the booking office. 8. Do you think that in the age of cars, there are still many people who choose to travel by train? If so, why?
I think that the railway today still carries quite a lot of passengers. There are commuters who can't afford to use their cars every day, so they choose to travel by train. Others choose the railway because in a train, they always have enough space to move about, and they can be absolutely relaxed and calm on a train as opposed to a car where they have to attend to the road while driving. 9. What are today's locomotives like?
There are no steam locomotives in use anymore. They use diesel and electric locomotives exclusively, which haul heavier loads at greater speed. They are more efficient and more economical. 10. What carriages does a train consist of?
A train consists of several carriages or cars, including either a dining car for full meals or a buffet car for light meals. In Hungary, internal trains offer sitting facilities only, while international trains covering long distances have sleeping cars fitted with berths. 11. What can you find inside the carriages?
Inside the first-class carriages, you can find very comfortable upholstered seats, while in a second-class car, the compartments are less comfortable, and the seats are covered with fake leather. Most people prefer to sit in a non-smoking compartment rather than in a smoking one. In each compartment, there are luggage racks over the seats where you can put your trunks, hold-alls, or suitcases. 12. Where do you like to sit when you travel?
When I travel by train, I like to sit facing the engine rather than back to the engine. I always choose a non-smoking compartment and preferably a seat by the window. 13. When did you last travel by train?
I traveled by train quite recently.
14. How did you get to the station?
I had to take a taxi to the station to catch my train to Budapest. I arrived just in time as the train was due to leave in a few minutes.
15. Did you have a seat reservation?
Fortunately, I didn't have to go to the ticket office, because I had bought the tickets the day before and had reserved 2 seats. 16. What trains do you have to make a seat reservation for?
You have to make a seat reservation for express or IC trains in Hungary, but not for fast or slow passenger trains. 17. Do you often travel by intercity trains?
I quite often take an intercity train, since I need to travel on business almost every week. I like it because it goes directly to the destination and rarely stops, so I do not have to change.
18. What did you do after you had got on the train?
After getting on the train, I found my seat in the second compartment in the carriage next to the buffet car. I put my suitcase on the luggage rack and the train moved off.
19. What happened during the journey?
During the journey, an inspector came to check every passenger's ticket. Then I went out to the corridor and looked at the beautiful scenery. There were some people who, like me, decided to stretch their legs. Others were trying to get past them while coming from or going to the buffet car.
20. Did you have to change?
Fortunately, I didn't have to change as it was a direct train, and it did not even stop until it got to its destination. The train pulled into the station exactly on time, which was a nice surprise as the trains on this line are usually a bit late. The passengers took their luggage off the racks and got off the train. 21. What goes on at a railway station?
There is a lot going on at a railway station, especially after the arrivals and before the departures of trains. People are coming to and fro. Some have come to meet their friends or relatives there. Others have come to see them off or travel somewhere themselves. They are carrying their luggage to the trains, to the luggage van, or pushing it on trolleys to the taxi or to the left luggage office. 22. Where can you leave your luggage?
In big railway stations, there are lockers to leave your luggage in. You drop a coin into the slot, put your baggage in, lock the door, and take the key with you. 23. What happens in the hall and the waiting rooms?
In the hall, in front of the booking offices, there are queues of people buying tickets. Some of them may be nervous because they are afraid of missing their trains. Others are waiting patiently for their trains to be announced over the loudspeakers or to come up on the indicator board. 24. What is a railway station like in England?
I think that railway stations are virtually all alike. The only difference is perhaps that in England most stations are covered. There are also ticket machines at railway stations, where you can easily buy the tickets you need, and you don't have to queue up at the ticket office. 25. How are tickets checked in England?
There are ticket barriers, so before you are allowed to go out to the platforms at all, you have to show your ticket to the ticket collector, who lets you go through. If you manage to get through the barrier without having a ticket, you will possibly be fined by the ticket inspector on the train. 26. What is a relief train?
Relief trains are laid on when the trains running according to schedule cannot cope with the increased passenger traffic. This usually happens before national holidays or at the weekends. 27. Apart from passenger traffic, what is rail transport used for?
Apart from passengers, trains also carry goods of many different kinds. Railway transport is still one of the cheapest ways of carrying freight over long distances. Liner trains, or freight liners, are perhaps the fastest and most efficient of them, as they transport the goods in special large containers that can be loaded and unloaded quickly and easily. 28. What kind of railway accidents can you hear about?
Most railway accidents happen at level crossings, where there are no crossing gates and inattentive drivers go across the track without checking if the signal is red or white. Sometimes trains go off the track, and these derailments can cause delays or even casualties. 29. What are they due to?
Accidents are often due to careless passengers jumping on and off moving trains who do not worry that they might get under the wheels. It is also quite dangerous to get stuck on a platform in between two trains. Very rarely trains collide head-on, which is usually due to the signalman not paying full attention to the proper handling of the points. In most places, however, they are controlled by computers. 30. What is the intercity coach service like in Hungary?
Hungary has quite an extensive intercity coach network, reaching into all parts of the country. 31. Why do so many people prefer traveling by coach?
People often prefer traveling by coach because the vehicles are comfortable and the service is reasonably rapid. Prices are on par with those for first-class rail travel. 32. Which companies are most coaches operated by?
Most coaches are operated by a company called Volan, but there are many privately run coaches too. 33. What are coaches often hired for?
Coaches are often hired for school trips or package tours. 34. Which is the quickest and most comfortable way of traveling? Why?
Air travel is definitely the quickest way of transport. In comparison to a passenger plane, the fastest intercity train seems to crawl at a snail's pace. 35. What are the advantages and disadvantages of traveling by air?
The greatest advantage is that air travel does save time. It sometimes takes longer to get from a town to the airport than it does to fly from Budapest to another capital 1,000 or 2 kilometers away. It may not be the most comfortable way of traveling, though. It is definitely for those who are not afraid of flying, but those who are nervous flyers think that it is tiring and exhausting. Also, during takeoff and landing, your ears may pop, but if you open your mouth and swallow hard, this won't happen. 36. What happens if an airplane hits an air pocket?
There are some people who get airsick when the journey is especially rough. This can happen when the plane hits an air pocket, and then it begins rocking a bit. They can use the sick bag if they do feel sick, but most flights are much smoother than that. 37. What is your opinion of low-cost airlines?
I think low-cost airlines provide the cheapest way of transport, and they are not less comfortable than regular flights. It is possible to go from Budapest to any European city for just a few euros. These airlines, however, do not serve anything during the journey, and if you want to eat, you have to pay a huge amount of money. With low-cost airlines, even remote places are accessible for almost everybody. 38. How can you buy tickets for them?
Such airlines usually advertise themselves on the internet, and you can purchase your ticket on the net, too. The earlier you order your ticket, the cheaper you can get hold of it. In the case of some low-cost airlines, you can also bargain for a cheaper ticket, placing your offer to see whether the company accepts it or not. 39. Have you ever flown?
A. I have never flown, firstly because I'm a little bit afraid to fly. Secondly, I have never had to cover such a long distance that could have been covered only by plane. Thirdly, I think that airfares are much more expensive than rail or coach fares.
B. I have flown several times. Whenever I go abroad, I try to take a plane because I think it is an extremely comfortable and fast way of traveling.
C. I have flown once or twice in my life, and the mere feeling of flying was really a memorable experience for me. I wish I could fly more often. 40. To which towns can you fly direct from Budapest?
You can take direct flights from Budapest to all the important cities abroad all year round. There are also domestic flights which enable you to get to another town within Hungary in the shortest possible time. 41. Did you enjoy flying?
I did enjoy flying. It was so nice to be above the clouds. When the weather was clear, you could see everything underneath and everybody was trying to look through the windows to drink in the sights. 42. What do passengers have to do before boarding the plane?
Before boarding the plane, passengers must register at the check-in counter. While checking in, your luggage is weighed and the attendant attaches a special tag to it to prevent it from getting lost or misplaced. 43. What is an excess fare?
If you exceed the baggage allowance, you will have to pay an excess fare. After the weigh-in, you get a boarding pass. 44. What does the boarding card indicate?
The boarding card indicates the flight number, the destination, the class, comfort or tourist, and the seat number. 45. Where do you go after passport control?
Your passport is only checked if you travel outside the European Union. After the officer has checked your passport, you go to the departure lounge where you usually have to wait for some time before your plane is due to take off. 46. What can you do in the departure lounge?
You will possibly find a duty-free shop in the departure lounge, where you can kill time until departure. The goods in such shops are always cheaper than their regular price. 47. Where can you get information about your flight?
It is wise to check the flight list on the TV screens to see if your flight is going to be delayed or not. Departures, calls for flights, delays, cancellations, or changes are also announced over loudspeakers. 48. When can you start boarding?
When your flight is announced, you go to the right gate and boarding begins. When you have climbed the steps up to the plane, flight attendants greet you on board the plane. You show your boarding card to them and take your seat. 49. What do flight attendants help you with on board the plane?
They help everyone to put the hand luggage into the luggage compartment, to sit comfortably in the reclining seats, and to adjust the safety belts. 50. How does the plane take off?
When everybody has fastened the belts, the plane goes down the taxiway, then it begins to pick up speed and races along the runway. In a moment, it is off the ground and begins to ascend. 51. What does the captain inform you about?
When the plane has reached the right altitude, the captain welcomes the passengers and gives information about the type of the plane, its speed, and how high it is flying. 52. What is a flight attendant's job?
Within a short time after takeoff, the air hostess comes, smiles pleasantly at the passengers, and serves them light food and refreshments. 53. What do passengers do when the plane has landed?
After the plane has landed on the tarmac and rolled to a stop, ramps are driven up and the passengers begin to alight. They go to the luggage reclaim, and if they have nothing to declare, they take the green route and leave the airport. 54. Do you think flying is a safe way of traveling?
Statistics show that air travel is safer than any other way of traveling. Air crashes are rarer than serious accidents on the highways, let alone roads. Nothing is left to chance with flying nowadays. From small Airbuses to big jumbo jets, planes seem to be safe in all weather conditions, and most of them can run on automatic pilot. The cockpit is full of modern navigational equipment, and the landing and takeoff are controlled by computers. Still, there are accidents, but fortunately, they do not occur very frequently. 55. Have you ever traveled on board a ship?
I have traveled by ship several times on Lake Balaton, but most of these trips were pleasure cruises on which I took my guests. After we had bought the tickets, we went to the pier and saw the ship entering the harbor.
56. Where and how did you embark?
After the ship had dropped anchor, the gangway was lowered. We went on board and the ship started.
57. Did you enjoy the cruise?
A cruise on Lake Balaton is as delightful a pastime as one might wish for. You can enjoy the sight of the calm, green water and the white sailing boats on it, as well as the pleasant view of the surrounding hills and villages. 58. Where else can we go by ship in Hungary?
In Hungary, you can also take one of the passenger boats which ply our big rivers or the ferries that cross them regularly. From May to September, there is a daily boat service on the Danube between Budapest and Vienna, which takes about 5 hours. Also, during the summer season, a number of river excursion boats operate on the Danube, leaving from the central port. 59. What are big ocean liners like?
Big ocean liners are like real floating cities with all modern conveniences. 60. How many passengers can they transport?
They can transport several thousand passengers, and together with the crew, there are as many people on them as in a small-sized town. 61. Where are the cabins, and what are they like?
The cabins are above and below deck. A cabin looks very much like a compartment of a railway sleeping car. The luxurious cabins of the first-class passengers are known as staterooms. They are quite spacious, beautifully furnished with private bathrooms attached. 62. What are portholes?
All cabins have portholes, which are round windows in the ship's side made of very thick glass. 63. What happens in stormy weather?
In stormy weather, the sea is rough, and many passengers look unhappy and feel seasick when the stern dips down and the bow goes up. 64. What safety devices are there on board a ship?
There are many safety devices available on board a ship, like lifeboats, life belts, buoys, for example. Passengers can count on them in case of emergency, like running aground, hitting an iceberg, or sinking. 65. How do the captain and the crew ensure a comfortable voyage for the passengers?
The captain and his crew must ensure a comfortable voyage for the passengers. They carry out a highly responsible job steering and navigating the ship and entertaining the passengers. 66. What can passengers do on a liner?
There is a wide choice of sports and entertainment facilities. You can go to a dance in a bar, have a good meal in a restaurant, listen to concerts, watch films, walk on the deck, or have a dip in the swimming pool of the liner. 67. When can they disembark?
When the ship approaches her destination, she slowly slips into the harbor and the passengers disembark.